This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In these last 3 days of this program, you can hardly blame us for having closure on the brain. So it seemed only natural that we turn to our TV critic, Andrew Wallenstein, to discuss what makes for a good TV series finale.
I'll never forget what it was like to walk into the offices of Day to Day after finding out the show was being shut down. I was nervous because I didn't know what to say. So when I walked up to my colleagues that day, I flung my arms wide open and convened a group hug, about 5 people deep. It was only after I reflected on my actions that I realized what a fitting gesture that was for a TV critic. The group hug is a staple of the series finale, most memorably employed on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Which got me thinking, on TV there is no more delicate an art than a memorable ending. My single favorite finale came in 2005 with the HBO drama 6 Feet Under. Now, on paper, it's gonna sound preposterous. The show's final scene leaps into the future of the Fisher family and depicts each of their deaths, with wacky aging makeup and everything. And yet, this 6-minute wordless montage is set to Breathe Me, a song from the Australian singer Sia that to this day triggers a Pavlovian reflex from my tear ducts. Oh God, gotta keep it together. Absurd as this death montage is, it actually takes the show's storyline, which follows a family mortuary business, to its logical conclusion. It's a total stunt, and yet profoundly moving. That's not an easy feat. Take another HBO show that took a big creative risk set to song, only to see it go horribly wrong. Of course, I'm talking about The Sopranos, which let its final scene play out in a diner, where the titular family sat idling to the strains of Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
What looks good tonight?
I don't know.
If the humdrum dialogue isn't confusing enough, the show's final moment is a jarring cut to black, mid-chorus. Now, I'm not saying Tony Soprano had to end the show bleeding from a hail of bullets, but this kind of arty ambiguity doesn't work either. It just felt like the show's creators wanted to subvert the conventions of the TV finale. My favorite ending for a comedy was Seinfeld, which when you think about the show, it defies the very nature of a finale. This was a self-professed show about nothing. But Seinfeld took its very unsentimentality and spun it on its head brilliantly. A trial is convened that brings together many of the hilarious characters they wronged over the years and ends with their imprisonment. There, they turn to what they do best.
See, now to me, that button is in the worst possible spot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The second button is the key button. It literally makes or breaks the shirt. Look at it. It's too high. It's in no man's land.
Haven't we had this conversation before?
You think?
A lot of people actually hated the Seinfeld finale, about as much as I hated the Sopranos one. And maybe it's that polarizing quality that's part and parcel of a great ending. Keeping the debate going years after a show calls it curtains, that's a pretty neat trick. Even when it's over, it ensures its legacy is to be continued.
Andrew Wallenstein is digital media editor at The Hollywood Reporter. And you can check out more on favorite last TV episodes. Go to our blog. It's at npr.org/daydreaming.